been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the December 1st. Welcome to December. It's the December 1st edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have the Dow above 30. Oh, we just lost it. It's 29,999 today only. Dow continues to struggle with that level, but it's up 362 points right now. Okay, so we're off to a very good start in the market after kind of a sour day yesterday. We'll get to that in a bit. Meanwhile, over at the NASDAQ, there's no stopping the NAS, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, up 135 points today, 12,334, a level it's never seen before. The S&P 500 is at a level it's never seen before, up 45 points to 3,667. The Russell 2000 small caps are joining in the party today, up 1.3%. With the Russell 2000 up 23 points, we've got crude oil, which, boy, the oil stocks really got slammed yesterday. That was a big part of the Dow sell-off, Exxon and Chevron. Crude oil down 37 cents today. Weak demand over the holidays, $44.97. Gold up $31.40, $18.12. Silver up $1.12, $23.71. A little bit of a rebound for the precious metals after breaking support here recently. Sometimes when they break support, however, for a day or two, that can be a good buying opportunity if you're a trader. We've also got the bond market open today for business, and it is up or down a little bit with the 10-year moving up to 0.90%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I did a lot of research this morning, as usual. We try to stay ahead of the competition, and I think I've found some good stories here for you today, some stuff you've never heard of. In the meantime, we'll watch the Dow in the background, which is now gaining some steam. In fact, it has now put 49 points between it and that 30,000 level that it's been struggling with. The Dow is currently up 400 at 30,040. And, of course, you've got the NASDAQ hitting new all-time highs today. You have the S&P 500 hitting new all-time highs. We say goodbye to November. November was the best November ever. Thank you. We're hitting a new high today here at Gunderson Capital Management and hitting another major milestone at Gunderson Capital Management. So we're very happy about what we have accomplished this year. Oh, we're not done yet. We're just getting started. The S&P 500 ends with the best November ever. The Dow Jones posts its best month since 1987. Oh, isn't that amazing? That was the year that you had the 23% one-day plunge in the Dow, and, of course, then a big, big comeback in the Dow in the month of November. The energy stocks really weak yesterday. I was looking inside the Dow yesterday. It was a couple of stocks. It was Exxon. It was Chevron, Coca-Cola to some extent, Travelers. That took the Dow down almost 300 points yesterday. But you can for today, of course, it's all about the close. Will the Dow close above 30,000 today? It has not done that yet, but it has hit that magic mark. Maybe it has done it one day. But generally speaking, when you have a major milestone, a major barrier, a major support level, whatever, when it comes to technology, have a violation a little bit one way or another, you know, give or take 100 points or so when you're up in the 30,000 level. So we'll watch out throughout the day. You know, here's the number one story. I don't care all the other stories that I have for you today. This is the one that caught my eye the most. Smoked brisket lands on Chipotle's test menu. And I don't see it in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. I'm not happy about that. Chipotle announces that it's testing smoked brisket. Now, I don't think it's going to be smoked in-house. Probably at some computer-driven oven somewhere in Sacramento or something. They're going to try it at 64 restaurants throughout Cincinnati. Well, that's a good place. They like smoked brisket there. And part of Sacramento, California, the latest protein menu addition features smoked beef brisket that is seasoned with a special spice blend and finished with sauce made with Mexican peppers. Why don't I just drop the microphone right here? Show over. I'm going to get lunch. We continue to own Chipotle, CMG, in our premier growth portfolio. In fact, shares of Chipotle, for the year, Chipotle is the top performer of the 50 publicly traded restaurant stocks. How about that? It's the only restaurant stock we own. What's the name of the show? Best Stocks Now. What's the name of the app? Best Stocks Now. What's the name of the newsletter? Best Stock Now. Well, we own the best restaurant stock now, the only restaurant stock we own, and is the top performer of the 50 publicly traded restaurant stocks. Small caps, they had a heck of a November. Small caps ride the recovery wave to their best month ever. I would say that small cap stocks probably benefit the most from a COVID vaccine. That's my guess as to why small caps had such a good November. We had four straight Mondays of good COVID news, and that helped small caps. And in fact, I would say in our own portfolios during the month of November, it was the ultra growth portfolio, which is pushing up against a 70% overall return since the beginning of this year. That's not bad. That's all in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it. But that's mostly small caps and our emerging growth portfolio, which has just been on fire here recently. Our small cap stocks and small cap portfolios definitely outperformed our large cap portfolios during the month of November. And, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the reason. They were on pace for a record monthly performance. They had a record monthly performance. There was some rotation into those stocks, mainly because of the perceived benefit they will receive if life can get back to normal, if life can get back to normal from this whole COVID mess. Top gainers for November, Appian stock. You know, I watched that thing. It's kind of a low-tech stock. They do software programming, and they sell big kind of strings of kind of low-tech programming. So that kind of turned me off a little bit. But the stock was up 200% during the month of November. It was highly ranked in the app. It still is. Palantir, which is a recent IPO, that stealthy software stock, it was up 155% in the month of November. They got a big Army contract. And Veritone was up 125% during the month of November. We had some huge stocks during the month of November here at our own firm. I would definitely point to Data, DADA Nexus, which was a huge winner for us. Boyd, well, we had lots of them, lots of big winners in November. Well, this is November, Gunderson. That's all that matters now. What do you got for me today? What do you see in the future? The consumer sector sizzled in November, led by the high-flying electric vehicle names. Boy, howdy. I'm telling you what, those electric vehicle names were unbelievable during the month of November. Whether it was Blink Charging, up 248%, whether it was XPeng, a Chinese EV maker, up 223%. Whether it was Solo, up 213%. Iroh, up 205%. Green Power out of Canada, up 176%. What a November. And let's not forget Tesla. Tesla did just fine, thank you. during the month of November. And then there was a lot of activity, which I'm not on board with, in the Carnival Cruise Lines, the United Airlines, the Hilton Hotels of the world. I'm not on board with that. But, hey, you know what? Let the contrarians have their day in the sun because they've been clobbered, just clobbered, over the last several years. Okay, vaccine optimism is lifting the global markets. Japan up 1.3% overnight. Hong Kong up 1%. China in a rebound after yesterday's sell-off. China was up 1.8% overnight. Economic revival signs as vaccine nears. That seems to be the mantra right now. Boy, have I got a lot of stocks for you today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Look at this. The Dow is hanging on to 30,000 and 56 points, 57 right now. The Dow up 419 points. NASDAQ continuing to hit new all-time highs. S&P 500 continuing to hit new all-time highs. Well, the demand for gasoline. You know what? I would not have any exposure to the oil sector, and I don't. I know it had a little rally here recently, and it will have a real little rally from time to time as the contrarians step in. I know it's hard to pass up those big dividend yields on Exxon and Chevron and BP, etc. In fact, in some cases, you have double-digit dividend yields. But when the stocks are going down by more than double digits, doesn't that kind of wipe out your dividend? I like growth. I like growth. You had another big slump at the pump during the Thanksgiving Day holiday. U.S. gasoline demand for the just concluded Thanksgiving week fell more than 25% year over year. I like to buy companies and sectors that are flourishing. That's my style of investing. I realize there's lots of different styles of investing. I'm happy with my style of investing, and it's produced results that I'm also happy with. You can check us out on tipranks.com. 25% year over year. Wednesday demand alone fell 38%. That's the day before Thanksgiving. Well, I certainly saw plenty of cars on the road, but I guess not as much as usual. In the meantime, the electric vehicle stocks, obviously, are flying, while Exxon is going to slash 15% of its workforce by 2021. You see how there's two sides to the street? In sectors, in the market, that's why it's a market of stocks, it's a market of sectors, it's a market of asset classes. You get to choose which side of the street you want to be on. Exxon slashing 15%. Maybe they should cut their dividend and save some of those workers. I don't know. They've got, what is their dividend yield? I want to say it's 11% right now. We'll look that up real quickly here on MarketSmith. XOM dividend yield currently is at? We're going to find out here for you. Yeah, 9%. Because the stock has rallied a little bit recently. It was over. It was double digits there for a little bit, however. Okay, we got Chairman Powell spoke yesterday. Jerome Powell, as far as we know, he'll continue to be the Fed chair. Janet Yellen will be the Treasury Secretary. And she, every time she opens opens her mouth, doves fly out, white doves. She's extremely dovish, at least she was during the Obama era. Powell calls the rise in COVID cases concerning and challenging. The rising cases of COVID-19 in recent weeks is concerning and could prove challenging for the next few months. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is set to tell the U.S. Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and don't forget Urban Affairs tomorrow, according to a prepared statement. A full economic recovery is unlikely until people are confident that it's safe to reengage in a broad range of activities. Well, hopefully the vaccine will go a long ways towards that. And speaking of the vaccine, Pfizer and BioNTech to seek European Commission conditional approval for their COVID-19 vaccine. Now, that's the one that's got to be shipped at 94 degrees below zero. The only people that know about that, I guess, are people in Nome, Alaska, you know, maybe somewhere in North Dakota. I don't know, Minnesota. 94 below zero. You know, my Omaha Steaks game in dry ice. They were nice and frozen. I have no complaints. But that is a little bit of a logistical challenge. I've been talking about a stock that we own in our emerging growth portfolio called Cryoport. CYRX, that's their specialty. They're out of Tennessee, and they do ship cryogenic life science type material that needs to be kept at very cold temperatures. So they will be applying for the European Commission conditional approval. We may even start having shots in the arm available by the next couple weeks, maybe. Moderna's COVID vaccine is scheduled for FDA review on December the 17th. Now, I don't know how long it takes for them to review their vaccine, but that is the date, November 17th, that they'll have all the papers. Can you imagine the paperwork submitted to the FDA trying to get emergency use authorization for their vaccine? Now, the advantage of theirs over Pfizer's is it does not have to be moved at such a cold temperature. Well, the stock of the year reported earnings after the close last night. I talked about this yesterday. Zoom video was in the right place at the right time. Now we have Zoom meetings, Zoom conferences, Zoom church, Zoom restaurant, Zoom everything is done. Oh, Zoom. Zoom family reunions, you name it. Zoom video is there to help. This is now a $120 billion company that's only been a public company since 2019. It's only 2019 that this company has been public. Can you believe it? P.E. ratio of 212. It's a little rich for my blood, that's for sure. Even my Scandinavian English blood can't put up with that kind of a evaluation. $418 per share today. The stock is selling off $60 per share. Well, look, you got a couple things that it forces here. One, you've got a stock that is going to be hurt by a vaccine. Okay, it's on the wrong side of the street. So you're starting to see a sell-off in a lot of these stocks that benefited wildly from COVID-19. They are becoming a little bit softer, and you're seeing the trends, you're seeing the move, the swing over towards some of the your traditional stocks that were hurt badly by COVID-19. Now, Zoom did beat by 26 cents. They beat on revenue. But you got to think that that was as good as it gets for Zoom for now when it hit $508, almost hit $600 per share. And speaking of $600 per share, I want to say Tesla is fighting that. Yes, it is. That's going to be a big resistance level for Tesla there at $600 per share. Well, Zoom down about 12%. Right now. Now, we had a sell-off yesterday in the electric vehicle stocks. Some of them are rebounding today. One is not. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. This continues to be one of the hottest sectors in the entire market, the electronic vehicle sector. Well, this is the hottest show in the stock market, isn't it? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now. Look at that Dow. It's struggling. It's struggling. Oh, can we make it? We're pushing it up the hill. It is above the peak right now at 30,018. Dow up 378 points right now. Okay, the electric vehicle market had a little bit of a sell-off yesterday. Hindenburg. You ever hear of that guy? I'm pretty sure he's been banned from Seeking Alpha. He's a short seller. I looked up his rank on Tip Ranks. He's ranked at number 7,000 out of 7,700. But he was right about Nikola, NKLA, calling it pretty fraudulent. GM, I think, agrees. Kind of backed out of investing in Nikola. Nikola lost a lot of its value because of that. But he does have a dicey track record, does Hindenburg, as, you know, look at his track record there on Tip Ranks. Yesterday he slammed Kandi, K-N-D-I, a Chinese electric car maker. And we saw several of those stocks sell off yesterday, including Iroh, Xpeng, Lordstown Motors, Hylion Holdings, Westport Fuel, Workhorse, Fisker. They were all down yesterday, kind of the more speculative side of the equation there. But today we're seeing somewhat of a comeback in these stocks. So we'll keep our eye on Hindenburg. We'll keep our eye on Kandi. Kandi, I reported, recently got an okay from the state of Texas to sell their cars and get a $7,500 rebate, which many states offer if you buy an electric vehicle. Tesla rallies after S&P decision. Well, they're going to allow Tesla come in at full float. What does that mean? Well, I mean, Tesla's going to have a little bit of weight in that S&P 500. Tesla's going to be one of the bigger companies in the S&P 500 at over $500 billion, half a trillion in market capitalization. Remember, Ford is about $35 billion. Tesla is $500 billion. Well, they'll come in at full float adjusted market cap weight after considering the expected, this is what S&P says, after considering the expected liquidity of Tesla and the market's ability to accommodate significant trading volume. Anyways, that is good news for Tesla. The other hot area of the market, it's been a little bit on the speculative side, I got to admit here recently. Bitcoin, yesterday, huge move in Bitcoin again after a sell-off on, was it the Friday after Thanksgiving it had a sell-off? So you've got all of your data mining stocks like Marathon Patent Group, Riot Blockchain, Hive Blockchain, etc. And then you've got a pretty decent tech stock, MicroStrategy, that was up 19% today. What does it have to do with Bitcoin? Well, that's the company that put all of their cash, most of their cash reserves, they took it out of cash, U.S. greenbacks, and put it into Bitcoin. Well, that was a pretty good move because Bitcoin, in their big jump, help bring up a technology stock that's got a bunch of Bitcoin in the bank right now. The stock was up 19% yesterday. Okay, another bad area of the wrong side of the street, Macau Gaming. Macau Gaming revenue falls 71% in November. Holy cow, look at that. Another tough month is in the books for the Macau sector as gross gaming revenues fell 70%. Year-to-date, gross gaming revenues down 81%. Okay, now let's cross the street. Okay, we're at the crosswalk here. We got to wait for the go sign. There we go. Okay, across the street over to the other side where it's a lot sunnier. Sports betting in Colorado continues to grow. You know, it would seem that COVID has been good for sports betting. I mean, what else is there to do when you're in lockdown? Betting on Brady, betting on whatever, the horses, whatever, sports betting in Colorado. And, of course, these sports betting companies are going wild right now. You've got DraftKings, which I've talked about many, many times. You've got FanDuel, PDYPY. You've got Penn National Gaming, PENN. These are not blue chips that pay dividends. This is for the traders of the world out there. This is your very high-end, emerging growth, speculative side of the market. But we've got a new player that I thought I would point out. I added it to my app today. PointsBet. PointsBet. That's the name of it. Two words, PointsBet, compound word. Symbol, PBTHF. PBTHF. I added it to the app today. They are another sports betting company. Daimler Trucks and Portland General Electric to develop a large public charging site in the U.S. Okay, we've talked about this a lot. As the demand for gas goes down, and of course it's got to be hurting these gas stations along the way, there's still a major shortage. There's still a big problem with the infrastructure for electric vehicles. And I think that's a big impediment for people buying electric vehicles. You know, with a 300-mile range, you're going to have to stop and charge your batteries, not only of the car, but your batteries with some beef jerky, some energy drinks, whatever your cup of tea is. We've got to build out a big infrastructure here in the U.S. And there's a lot of players. Of course, we have Blink Charging, and there's Switchback Energy, which is ChargePoint. Now you've got the utility of Portland, Portland General Electric, and Daimler Trucks teaming up to develop Electric Island, a large public charging site for medium and heavy-duty electric commercial vehicles in the United States. So it's not just one electric island. This is a campaign, a program that they want to do in several places. And they want to be able to charge heavy-duty electric commercial vehicles in the U.S. The original site is under construction now near DTNA headquarters in Portland, and is designed to support up to 9 vehicle charging stations with charging levels up to greater than 1 megawatt by the spring of 2021. So we'll keep our eye on that. Another charging stock coming along. Now here's another one. Listen to this. This company says that they have a sodium-based battery for electric vehicles. Well, they're using lithium now. I got to believe that sodium's a lot cheaper. Global Warming Solutions develops a sodium-based battery for electric vehicles. I added this one to my app just for fun. For the FanDuel and the DraftKings crowd. GWSO. GWSO has found a very cost-effective way of producing a solid electrolyte for batteries that can be used for electric vehicles based on sodium as an active material in the battery anodes versus lithium, which is more commonly used. Well, the good thing is, too, if you just went through a Wendy's and you need a little salt for your French fries, you got it right there in your car with you. The company has already started laboratory testing of the battery's electrical chemical cells and is in the final stages of filing a worldwide patent application for a new EV technology based on this sodium-based device. Well, we'll keep our eye on it. Is CEO Dr. Vladimir Vasilenko, the new Elon Musk, running his car on salt? We'll see. And speaking of Canada, I believe this stock company is in Canada. What was the symbol again? I got some guy in Sarasota that wants to know the symbol immediately. GWSO. It's on the pink sheets. GWSO.pk. It's in the app now. It'll take a few days to get a ranking. Here's another interesting one. Drone Delivery Canada. You know, they continue to work towards that, delivering your Chick-fil-A via drones instead of sending out a car, and a poor girl has got to deliver your Chick-fil-A. That symbol is takeoff. T-A-K-O-F. That one's in the app, just for fun. Maybe I should have a gambling sector in the app. Well, I stick with a little bit higher quality stocks, but these are fun to watch. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna do.
Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. We've just seen the Dow lose its battle for now with 30,000. It's now below that level by 9 points, up 352. I think it's going to struggle there. I think that's going to be a technical top for a while, and we'll see whether or not it can go above it and stay there. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, has also lost a little steam here. It's still up 101 points, however, at 12,299. And the S&P, also a little bloom off the rose there. It's still up 42, however, 1.2% for the day. Well, we're going to do our featured stock of the day. I'm going to go in a completely different direction. I'm going to talk about a large cap stock that pays a dividend. That's right. You would think from the show that that's all I own is, you know, a little Chinese electric car. No, you could check out the Premier Growth Portfolio, the Ultra Growth Portfolios. You'll recognize the names. We do have one portfolio. We call it the Emerging Growth Portfolio. It's our AA baseball team. The Ultra Growth is our AAA baseball team. And then we have the Major Leagues, which is the Premier Growth and the dividend in growth. Now, one thing that I differ in from most investors in dividend-paying stocks, I would just say that the majority of dividend investors look at the dividend. That's the number one criteria. So you look at an ExxonMobil and you say, wow, 9%. And you get all excited and slobber all over yourself. I can't wait to get 9%. But the problem is, you have to look at the principal side of the equation also. 9% doesn't do you much good if the stock goes down 20%. Okay, it's all about total return. So I want growth characteristics in my dividend stocks. And I'm going to feature one that we currently own that is also a play on the electric vehicle sector. Vail, which has been controversial. Vail had that big dam break down in Chile, and they seem to be coming out of that finally. So it's kind of a turnaround play. Vail is a huge mining company. It's a $79 billion market cap company. It's headquartered in Brazil. But another required metal for the EV market is nickel. Elon Musk has been talking about the need for gobs of nickel going forward. Vail shares back in early October rose more than 2% in the pre-market hours after Reuters reported that the mining giant was in talks with Tesla and other electric vehicle firms about securing nickel from its Canadian operation. The move comes after Tesla CEO Elon Musk promised a giant contract for a long period of time to any mining company capable of efficiently producing nickel in an environmentally sensitive way. Well, in steps Vail. I don't know that they have the contract with Tesla, but they are expanding their Voisey Bay site in Labrador, Canada. Talk about 94 degrees below zero, to an underground operation that could produce about 40,000 metric tons of nickel in concentrate per year. Vail is one of the larger nickel producers in the world. The company is well positioned to meet the growing demand from the EV industry over the coming decade as the automobile market transitions away from gasoline. Well, okay, I love stories. But stories are stories. Now you got to back it up with the numbers. That's where the Best Stocks Now app. We go to www.beststocksnowapp.com. We type in Vail. Vail is currently ranked number 95 out of 5,530. Why? I have two criteria, and there is no give on these. You have to meet these criteria. Or you have to be very strong, very, very strong in the momentum criteria and with earnings coming soon. This company meets both criteria, valuation and momentum, with flying colors. When I do a five-year valuation on Vail, the symbol is V-A-L-E, which is currently trading in the $15 area, I come up with a $29 target price 5 years from now. That's by taking the current earnings forecast, the consensus that's out there on the street for next year, and multiplying that, carrying that out by 24% per year. That's the current growth forecast out there on the street, which brings me to potential earnings 5 years from now. I apply a multiple to that, and I add in a dividend yield, a nice dividend yield. It's around 3 to 4%, somewhere in there. I get 100% upside potential over the next 5 years. Now, when we look at the momentum of the stock, it currently has, or the performance, let's look at the performance of the stock. Over the last 5 years, Vail has outperformed the market by a wide margin. In fact, it's delivered 40% to investors. That's without the dividend, while the market 12%. No guarantees going forward, but when I add together the valuation and the performance of the stock, I come up with the stock that's ranked number 95 out of 5,530, and we own Vail in our dividend and growth portfolio. So there you go. I'm not all about small stocks, although they have kind of dominated the news headlines here recently. There's an $83 billion dividend payer for you. That's in our dividend and growth portfolio. Well, we've got the market right now down up 9 points under 3,000. We're fighting that technical level. We've still got strength in a lot of areas of the market, but I'd say it's a little bit more of the speculative side of things. We're keeping the crew busy here at Gunderson Capital as they bring in new folks. I'm the guy that's responsible for putting that money to work and managing the money that we already have at work, and always looking to upgrade certain positions if there's something better out there. That's why we call it the Best Stocks Now strategy. And if you want to check whether it works or not, the results it's achieved, you can get our newsletter, which I write, send out every Saturday. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to set up an appointment with one of the team here, we're available. We're working through Christmas. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.